background with me by recording the first season, Fall, of this book. This book is my own take on Warhol's fun concept, a year in my life, in my own words. It's a life in Manhattan, behind the scenes of a late-night talk show, out on the town, with some stops around the world. It's also a love story about a man and his dog. I wrote this as I would any diary, so there are a lot of first names. Some you'll recognize from my last book, if you read it. Some won't need any explanation at all. A few you might have to figure out on your own. I tried to make that as easy as possible without losing the tone of a real diary. Also, I've left the identities of a few people opaque because I don't want to embarrass anyone too much or be sued or fired. Going back and reading your own diary can be painful, and in doing so, I feel the need for some disclaimers. Sometimes, like life itself, these chronicles are funny, sometimes dishy, and sometimes even a little sad. And sometimes they are really, really shallow. Because sometimes life is shallow. I understand that and have accepted it. I hope you will too. Oh, and I drop a ton of names. More names than you can imagine. I literally almost called this book Diary of a Name Dropper. So if you want to play a drinking game while reading this,